To be or not to be, that is a question. Whether this nobler in the mind to suffer, the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, are to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing them, to die, to sleep, no more, and by a sleep to say we had the heartache and the thousand natural shocks. That flesh is here to, this is a consummation, devoutly to be wished, to die, to sleep. To sleep, perchance a dream. Aye, there is the rib. For in the sleep of death, what demons may come, when we have shuffled of this mortal coil, must give us pause, that's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who bear the whips of scores of time? The oppressors whom the proud must come too many. The pangs of the spirits left the last delay, the insolence of office and of spurns, that patient merit of time unworthy things, when he himself might his quirtis make with a bare bodkin, who would fardels bear to grant a swear under a weary life, but that the dread of something after it, to undiscovered country from whose born no traveller returns, puzzle the lil, and make us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of. This conscience don't make coward of us hell, and this the native way of resolution is licked away with the pale cast of tooth, and enterprises of great pit and movement. When disregard, then currents turn away and lose the name of action.